Homework can be stressful for the whole family. Too many nights, ending in tears and frustration, can leave parents with agonizing questions, like how much is too much? Today, NPR's Margo Adler begins a four-part series with a report on what can happen when homework gets out of control.
Thousands of families have had the experience of homework assignments that become family events. That wooden replica of the Mayflower that Dad and Mom finished after 8-year-old Johnny got bored, the science fair project that went over the top, the internet search that took the whole weekend. These days, kids and families are doing lots of homework. And many of those parents are finding that the amount of hands-on help required is totally alien to their own experience growing up, where homework was pretty minimal until high school and parents stayed way out of the picture. Stephen Aloya, a professor of special education, lives outside of Los Angeles. He has 5 children who have been in public schools and Catholic schools. One of his daughters, Caitlin, attends Chaparral High School and wants to be a teacher.
I usually get home around 5 o'clock, and I'm usually doing homework until about 11 or 12 at night.
We've had many nights, 1 and 2 in the morning.
I'll find myself just getting really, really tired doing my homework. I have to get up and move around to stay awake.
That's a nightly ritual. Because around 11:30, she starts to conk out in the chair. And I go, Kate, you got to wake up. We go outside, sprint down the street, sprint back up the street, just to get her to wake up so she can do one more hour of solid, intense reading and studying.
Aloya isn't the only parent who talks about sleep and homework. Cecilia Bluer thinks back to her daughter's previous year in the New York City public schools.
Last year, when she was in third grade, she got 4 hours of homework a night. She was up until 11 at night in tears. There were days that I did not take her to school the next day because she was so distraught over not doing homework and would have gotten up at 5 to complete her assignment. I just had to give her mental health days. I wasn't the only mother in that class keeping their children out of school so they could just get a full night's sleep.
The amount of homework that students get has fluctuated throughout American history. And today it varies from school to school. At the beginning of the 20th century, homework was outlawed in the state of California. Until a child was 15, it was considered child labor. And in the 1920s and 30s, there was another movement against homework led by physicians who said that children needed 5 hours of fresh air and sunshine every day. After Sputnik in 1957, and the report in the 1980s, A Nation at Risk, which warned that the nation's schools were in danger, homework increased. And now many schools give way over the 10 minutes a day per year that is recommended by some educators. Advocates believe homework teaches responsibility, keeps kids off the streets, helps refine study skills, and gets parents involved in their kids' schooling. Joyce Epstein, a sociologist at Johns Hopkins University's Center on Schools, Families, and Communities, says her research over 20 years gives support for homework.
It is helpful for showing that youngsters at any grade level who do their work and complete it do better in school than kids just like them, similar youngsters, who don't complete their work.
Gary Natriello has also studied homework. He is a professor of sociology and education at Teachers College in New York. In the 1980s, he was involved in researching the effects of homework in high school.
And at that time, we produced a paper that showed that, in fact, if you assigned more homework, the kids who received the homework actually had better standardized achievement tests.
Years later, Natriello became a parent.
Then I realized that it wasn't just the students, the children who were getting homework, it was also the parents who were getting homework. And particularly as assignments got more creative, which might have been something that I might have recommended in the 80s, and more demanding, which certainly would have been something that I recommended in the 80s, all those additional demands came back to fall on my wife and myself.
It is the impact of homework on family life that has many parents hopping mad, particularly in a culture where two parents often work, and home life hours are already truncated by many social forces. Stephen Russo, an administrator at a medical school, has 2 children in the New York City public schools, a daughter in 6th grade and a son in 9th grade.
When you add it all up, you know, your child's in school for 30 hours a week. If they're going to have another 10 hours of homework, then they're expected to read between a half an hour to an hour a night. And then there are projects and there's art. You're talking about a 45 to a 50-hour work week for a 10-year-old.
Russo and several other parents in New York City's District 3 decided to purposely choose middle schools with less homework. Cecilia Bluer said when she chose a kindergarten, she chose one with homework because she was nervous and wanted a school with rigor. But now she finds she is constantly fighting over homework, a battle she no longer believes in.
I mean, I have a 12-year-old son who has never loaded the dishwasher, never unloaded the dishwasher. He's never taken the garbage out. He doesn't do anything because it's all about homework.
Perhaps one of the most fervent anti-homework activists is Etta Kralovec, the co-author, along with John Buell, of The End of Homework. Kralovec believes parents have the right to set educational agendas for their families.
If some parents want their kids to learn three languages and want their kids to be in AP math, they ought to be free to structure their family time so the kids can achieve that. But that doesn't mean that all parents want that for their kids. A lot of parents want their kids to participate in community activities, in religious activities.
The other problem with homework, she says, is that you're never sure who's doing it. Stephen Aloya adds, class and education differences create an inherent unfairness.
Homework reflects the quality of the home, not the child. My children have access to a university because I'm a professor. I've had my son bring into his class science fairs liquid nitrogen to demonstrate on show and tell day in science in the fourth grade. As a parent who's conscientious and concerned, I'm going to make sure they turn in the very best homework there is. And it's unfair because some parents do not have access to those resources.
Aloya will go on and on about the bad content of assignments, but his main gripe is again the effect on family life.
None of my children are involved in scouting. They're not involved in anything with our church, anything with the community, and they cannot be because homework preempts everything. They already have my children with compulsory attendance laws, and that's their right. The state does not belong in my home at nighttime.
Sociologist Gary Natriello says at the time he did his research in the 80s, he believed more homework would simply make teachers and students more accountable.
What we weren't counting on was that at the end of the day, all of that comes home. And so someone has to then support the students and monitor the students in getting this work done. Or if nothing else, at least has to allow them to stay up late enough to finish the work. And that really changes home life in some pretty substantial ways. I don't think we fully appreciated what that would mean.
Natriello still believes if you want kids to reach higher standards, homework is necessary, especially in high school. But he says as a parent, he now understands homework's hidden costs. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Tomorrow, an inner-city school in Baltimore, where homework is a vital communications link between teachers and parents. A PTA guide that encourages good homework habits is at npr.org.